Good evening, listeners. My name is Mistress Batten.
Every Wednesday from 8 till 9 p.m. Central Europe time.
I live in South Africa. I'm first of all a wife and a mother. And I'm also a dominatrix.
It's a new show on uneven week numbers and a replay the week after.
So what I do, why I'm on this radio station, is I love BDSM. It's one of my biggest passions in life.
Her mail address, mistress.baton@bdsmradio.eu.
My name is Rubber Ron, and I'm a rubberist and a sub, and I listen to Mistress Baton every Wednesday evening on BDSM Radio.
Good evening, listeners. It's Mistress Baton, and welcome to my show. Tonight is the second part of the LATEX show that you might have listened to 2 weeks ago. And tonight we're interviewing a friend of mine. His name is Rubber Ron, and he lives in Rotterdam in the Netherlands. He's a latex lover. I met him online, and I immediately loved his look. He wears rubbers so well. He inspires me quite a lot. But yes, I'll let him speak for himself. The music you listened to last time on my show was some of Ron's favorite latex songs, and he sent me another few, which I'll play for you tonight. But I'll say the names and the artists before every song. So the first song that I'm playing for you tonight, so they're all latex related, is Adam and the Ants with Rubber People. The strength you get. Like with most interests in life, different individuals also practice the fetish of their preference with varying degrees of intensity. For instance, you'll find a person that likes latex or rubber, but who doesn't own a single piece of their own. Well, our next guest is most definitely not from that category. He has lived and derived immense pleasure from rubber for more than 3 decades, and it is my pleasure to welcome Rubber Ron to the program next. Hi Ron, thanks for your time. All well in Rotterdam?
Hello Yvonne, and hi to all your listeners. I'm Rubber Ron, a 56-year-old state guy living in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. And latex is my fetish, and when playing BDSM, I like to be the one who gets tied up in rubber. I'm interested in almost everything about latex or what can be done while wearing latex. Before we start this interview, I would like to mention that I posted a message on Rubberist.net with some background details on some of the things I mentioned in this interview.
Last week I mentioned where my own latex fetish came from, the Buck Rogers. So do you know what triggered your latex fetish?
For as long as I can remember, I've been fascinated by shiny clothing. The first shiny outfit I was fascinated by was a vinyl outfit worn by a girl at school. And in my early teens, by certain outfits worn by Emma Peel. And some leather-clad ladies in mostly comedy shows. For instance, a dominatrix in a Benny Hill sketch. And on Top of the Pops, the shiny outfits worn by certain female singers, for instance, Suzy Quatro. But despite saying for the most part of my life something like, I don't know how, I don't know when, but I do know I like it, I sort of known it all along, from the moment that I started to read articles and books about fetish and BDSM. By the way, I found most of what I read about it in science articles and books quite negative. One trigger comes from, if you can call it a trigger, comes from latex being present and used during a heavy physical and mental abuse. The other trigger probably comes from escaping the abuse.
How often do you wear rubber or latex?
It depends. Sunday morning during our first attempt to record this interview, I was dressed in latex. Today I'm not. I like to wear latex as often as possible, at least once or twice a week, but it depends on the chosen latex items and the daily things I have to do. Some items can be worn more often. For example, latex jeans can be worn easy in public, and latex must, for the obvious reason not.
I've seen a unique and interesting picture of your latex curtains in your living room. Please tell me more about the curtains, as well as how you incorporate latex in other parts of your life, not just as clothing.
Those curtains were sadly enough not made of latex because of damage by sunlight and the radiator use in the winter. I use PVC as a material for the curtains, but just as latex, PVC has a limited lifespan, so I had to throw it away a few years ago. I recently saw that it's possible to get self-made photos printed onto curtains, so I've been thinking of getting some good quality photos of the two latex bed sheets I have and order some curtains with the sheets printed on it, but I still have some doubts about the quality of the print results because I only saw some photos of printed curtains. I have some kinky art hanging on my living room wall. I left it hanging after I did a photo shoot in my living room. The art consists of reproductions of some drawings from an artist called Tom and a reproduction of a piece called Black Soft Aroma made by Alan Jones. I also have a small figurine of a dominatrix standing on what used to be the telephone table, and for some household items I bought a rubber version just for the fun of it. I guess that my kinky music collection is another way I incorporate my kinky interest with my mainstream interest.
When did you start making your own latex garments, and why did you start making it yourself?
The first time I was old enough to enter an adult shop, I asked where I could get the materials to make latex clothing and BDSM gear, and got some bad advice on why it would be difficult to make latex garments and nearly impossible to make a business out of it. And because I thought the guy knew what he was talking about, I decided not to start making latex items. It took several years and some small repairs on torn latex before I had the courage to cut up a latex single bedsheet and turn it into two pillow sheets, because the molded blow-up pillow wasn't comfortable for sleeping. Sometime later I bought two molded red sleeping bags, so that I could cut them up and then glue the pieces into one larger sleeping bag that would fit me. While working on the sleeping bag, I decided to change it into a mummy bag. Sometime later I bought for the first time latex glue and latex sheet at the Mycin shop in Rotterdam, and made out of the sheet a two-piece black outfit. When Wiebo, the owner of the Muscle magazine, saw the outfit, we had a conversation about latex. He brought me into contact with the designer who made latex masks, which were sold at the Muscle shop. The designer gave me some latex sheet and glue. From the latex sheet, I made my first catsuit. Wiebo also had given me the phone number of a company called Holland Rubber, which made molded latex items and sold latex from 4D rubber. Shortly after I made the red catsuit, I contacted Holland Rubber to buy some more latex sheet and some molded latex items. After Holland Rubber closed, I bought latex sheet at Skin Tight in Rotterdam. The main reason why I started to make my own latex outfits was because in those days before the internet it was hard to find certain items, and because of the prices of some of those items.
Was it difficult to work with latex fabric originally?
The first latex small repairs were done with the glue from a bicycle repair kit and had mixed results. The first items made were more difficult because of the bigger pieces of latex which needed to be glued. I found that cutting the latex with a sharp tailor scissor was quite easy. Since a few years I use a rotary cutter.
Do you wear latex when going out in public? If so, what is the reaction from people in the street?
Yes, I do wear latex in public. Latex clothes look good, so why not wear it? Other people also dress up when they go out or go to friends' parties. I also have been wearing latex to work, and I have been wearing latex outdoors just for relaxation, like taking walks in nature. I have had all kinds of reactions on my wearing latex in public. Most were positive. I even had a concerned reaction when two women on bicycles passed me by while I was totally enclosed in latex and bondage gear. One woman turned around on her bicycle and came back to ask me if everything was okay with me. And in some occasions, while going out during the weekend, reactions were somewhat more hostile. But the hostility was more a homophobic-related hostility, because the latex clothes were associated with being gay. I also had one reaction which annoyed me, because the young guy and his friends didn't stop making remarks. When I got fed up with the remarks made by the guy who started the remarks, I replied that I was not gay and that I thought that he was not thinking while speaking. Because when I would go home that evening, I would take off my clothes and the next morning maybe choose to wear regular jeans or something else. But when he would come home that evening and would wake up the next morning, he would still have the same colored skin, on which he would not like to be stereotyped or discriminated by other people. His friends laughed and said that he got dissed. all the passengers on the underground carriage smiled, probably from relief that the tense situation did not turn into something worse.
What is the longest period you've spent wearing latex continuously?
That was with one of the first items I had, a sleeveless t-shirt, which I wore for several days non-stop in one early summer. I even kept it on when taking showers. But one problem with long periods of wearing latex is that sometimes the skin can get itchy. And with some outfits you need to undress when you want to go to the toilet. The longest time fully enclosed in latex was around 24 hours long, in the one-piece suit without the zippers. We took some planning on what to eat, before and when to eat, during the time spent in the suit. And there have been long BDSM weekends where the only moments of not being rubberized up were the moments when putting on another latex outfit and taking showers or when going to the toilet.
Would you ideally like to see more people wear latex as everyday wear?
It would be nice if people could feel free to wear clothes that they like to wear without the fear of being stereotyped by others.
As a moderator on one of the best latex fetishist sites in the world, rubberist.net, I'm sure you have quite an encyclopedic knowledge of the different types of latex fetishists. I, for one, am someone who loves to wear it on an occasion. What would you call my type of latex fetish?
Well, I think that my encyclopedic knowledge is highly overrated. And to call your fetish a fetish for latex or a latex fetish, because for me it's not the amount of latex. Or how often you or somebody else wears latex. You told in your interview about the weather in South Africa. Is sometimes too hot, unpractical for wearing latex. Maybe you discovered only recently your passion for latex and in 10 years' time you will have the biggest latex-equipped BDSM studio with full climate control and can wear latex every day, even when the weather outside is too hot. Then I would still call it a fetish for latex, unless it's just one type of latex item you're interested in. For instance, if you're only interested in a latex cloth, in that case I would describe it as a latex cloth fetish or a fetish for latex cloths.
As what other forms can the fetish manifest in different people? In other words, what types of other latex fetishes does one get?
Probably a lot of type of fetishes, because latex can be shaped into many different items like gloves, boots, latex clothing, bondage gear, masks and latex uniforms for roleplay. The list of latex fetishes is therefore almost endless. And those fetishes sometimes overlap each other, and people have different personal views on what their fetish is. I've spoken with people who were into getting tied up in latex mummy bags and called it heavy rubber and did not describe themselves as not being into bondage BDSM. While other people who were into BDSM said, latex fetish had nothing to do with BDSM. And there are probably people who get turned on by latex when they see other people wear it, but don't wear latex themselves.
Please tell us more about latex eroticism. How widespread it is, what exactly does it mean, etc.
That's personal. I mean, for some people, a latex legging is a turn-on, while other people see latex leggings more as a fashion item. When I look on the internet, latex eroticism is spread worldwide. For example, people from all over the world post and repost erotic latex video clips on fetish video websites. But just like Simone Dimas from Edenware said, the fetish scene is not evenly spread. In some regions, countries, you'll find more latex shops, manufacturers and fetish parties than in other regions or countries.
Please tell us your personal tips in regards to the following. How to prevent excessive perspiration while wearing latex.
First, a health and safety tip. Drink enough water when it's too cold or too hot so that you don't dehydrate. Excessive perspiration, sometimes it is part of the fun, and other times it really can spoil the fun, especially if you're wearing latex in public. If there is a slight breeze, loose-fitted clothes might help a bit, because the air can circulate between the skin and the latex. A layer less sometimes helps a bit. Water, shower, swimming helps a lot.
How do you care for your latex garments?
I use what in the Netherlands is called groene zeep and talc. The groene zeep is a mild soap. After cleaning and rinsing, I fill a large bucket with water and add talc to the water. Place the clean latex in the water and after a few moments later take the latex out of the water and let it dry. The talc in the water prevents the latex from sticking together while it's drying. and later remove the talc from the outside with a soft, moist cloth when I plan to wear it.
What is your secret to getting the garments on and off quickly and without hassle?
Talk, and occasionally I use a latex-friendly loop. One thing I still need to figure out is the chlorination process of latex. The people who have tried it said chlorinated latex is ideal for getting latex garments quick on and off. I only want to chlorinate my latex bedsheet so that it's easier to slip between the sheets. Last year I searched on the internet and most info I could find was on Rubberisnet and on the website Latex Essence.
You don't wonder about your fascination with this material, right? You love rubber. What about it in particular?
Oh, I do wonder occasionally. I've wrote some of those wanderings down. See my reply, my thoughts on the topic, why are you a rubberist on the Rubberisnet. One of the things I like the most about latex is how it feels on the skin, sometimes in a surprising way. For instance, I have a sleeveless catsuit with some openings at the back for spanking. One evening when I went to a VSSM meeting, I decided to go in latex to the meeting and choose to wear the sleeveless catsuit and as a second layer, latex leggings, latex shirt and latex jacket. The easiest way to get to the meeting was by using the underground, but the first station is above ground, so I had to walk up several stairs. While walking up the stairs, the leggings started in an unexpectedly way to slither and slide over the spanking openings. I walked those stairs up and down several times just for the slither and slide effect, which occurred only when I walked up the stairs. Another thing I like about latex is the aroma. Not only the new, but also when the latex is getting older. And I also like that latex looks great on the female body, as it enhances the curves and movements of the body because of the almost liquid-like shininess of the material.
Would you say that you are obsessed?
No, it's part of my life and see it as a lifestyle which I don't want to hide. That's one of the reasons I never stepped into a relation when the girl or woman was not interested in latex or BDSM.
Is it possible that something like a love for rubber can become unhealthy, like an obsessive?
Yes, in some cases, when people don't take safety precautions when playing certain kinky latex games.
Is there a rubber type?
No, only some types of latex are, let's say, more out in the open and common than others.
Have you ever experienced aggressive judgment or condemnation from friends or family of your fetish? Typically those who refuse to inform themselves.
I have not had any aggressive judgment or condemnation from friends or family.
What is your most prized rubber possession?
That changes from time to time. Lately it's the vacuum bed again. And some other things I try to create, made, prototypes. A few years back it was the one-piece zipperless suit. And long ago the inner tube bondage belt. I still have those tubes.
Thank you very much once again, Ron, for giving me so much of your time with the bit of technical leak-ups we had and for granting me this interview.
Thank you, Yvonne, for your patience and this interview. And I wish you and all your listeners a good night and sleep well.
Let's go over to another one of Ron's favorite latex songs, and that is Ideal with Guns Imgumi.
BDSMradio.eu